is going to be called?
It's called Halachta Shabbos Muktza, Halachta Muktza. Basically what we're doing the second shiur on the first sif, and we'll do the second sif also, God willing, the second. Yeah, so let's start with Mila. What's with Mila? So, what does the male do? The male, right, he does Mila. Then what? What does he do now?
It's
down in the shul. She has to finish, right? She finishes. Now what? What does he do now? What are you going to do about it? I have a problem. Is it mutter the Yizamo Shem Mila?
Well, first of all, what's the reason that it becomes mutter that he's allowed to use it?
We said yesterday. It's not mutter. Oh. It's that you're breaking Shabbos for the mitzvah.
Right. So it's on a simple level. You're breaking
on a simple level. Yeah. Not everyone holds that way. Some people. I mean, and listen. Let's say you had Yizamo Shem Mila, right? It's for sure true. In other words, it's for sure true that if my knife broke and you have one. So you wouldn't say, well, you didn't know you were going to use mine. So it's okay. I have to, if I'm allowed to break Shabbos, the Mila, I'm for sure that I use your knife or any knife that's permitted to use for Mila and do the Mila. Yeah, so it's clear. Because I have to, I have a mitzvah, what do you mean?
So are you breaking Shabbos or it becomes mutter since there's a tzorach for it?
See, there's a svara a little like what you're saying. There's a svara. Some people say, the reason why you're allowed to put the knife anywhere you want is because the whole Bein HaShemeshes, you knew you had a Mila. Since I knew I had a Mila, it's not muksa for the Mila. It doesn't become muksa.
The Mila itself, you're drawing blood, you're cutting.
No, for sure. No, you're chayav. But here, the question is something very fast. Like, the knife is valuable. It should be muksa machmas chisorin kiss. It should be muksa because it's so valuable. And here I am. I have this knife. I have this Mila knife. But I knew yesterday that I was going to use this knife for Mila.
So it's like the expensive.
So it wasn't muksa then. Until now, it's not really muksa because I have a use. So stay, it's not muksa. That's what some hold. Others argue this. What does it mean? Why isn't it muksa? And if the Mila, someone else is a Mila, so then the knife becomes retroactively muksa. I mean, but that's one approach. That's already explained. And like you said, Kittle, who said that if I'm using this knife for Mila and I know about it before, it becomes muksa from before. Now,
right,
there's another point.
If it becomes Lishon Lachta L'Isser, then it's no longer.
That's another tzad. Some people say there is an opinion that Yizamo Shem Mila, maybe it's not muksa. Because since I, maybe the same opinion, it's not clear what, it could be that since I need to use it for Mila, who said it's Bechlal Muktzah? I guess it's the same idea. I guess the same thing. I have to use it for Mila. Who said it's Muktzah? The Shabbos is not Muktzah. So it's not Muktzah. That's all. No, but only on a week you're not doing a Mila?
I'm sorry?
Only on a week you're not doing a Mila. According to this opinion, it's only a week you're not doing a Mila. It works somewhat. So Rabbi Yosef says, therefore you can carry it around. That's one possibility. He says another possible reason why a Mila knife would be okay, even though it's very precious and valuable, and usually you set aside, it's got all the laws of muksa, machpas, and so on, kiss, muksa, which are, you know, it's valuable, so you set aside a place, and it should be muksa like a stone, and not usable at all. Something very interesting. He says, what happens if suddenly you need to do another Mila, which you didn't know about? It could happen. Some person, some baby you didn't know about. It can happen. It can theoretically happen. So since it's possible, especially, I guess it only works in a place like Jerusalem or in Israel more than anywhere else. Like, if you live in a small town, like, how many meals are you going to have? Like, I mean, it's one day. It's Shabbos today. Today is Shabbos, Pashas, Kisavo, right? Very nice. Shabbos, Kisavo, there's going to be maybe one meal in my little town. Not going to be 10 meals. Like, what? I mean, but if you're in a big city like Shalayim or whatever, for sure is a couple. And maybe you'll need it, maybe. So when you resemble, it could be that's enough. That's what Elijah Yosef says. Rav Elyashiv was asked this question. He wasn't thrilled with these two answers. He didn't like it.
I don't understand this point, though. If you're allowed to use it on the Mila, right, so it's no longer has that insert, so why is it any different than very fancy Shabbos dishes that you
I'll
put
tell
away?
You. I'll tell you, because the thing itself is muksa machpas chisorin kiss. I'll give you an example. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to make a fire to cook, right? So what's the law of wood on Yom Tov? Logs. Wood, it's not set aside for anything, it's not a vessel. Now on Shabbos, what's the law of logs?
Cooking.
Yeah, zero. You can't do anything with this, it's worthless. So what happens in Yom Tov? I want my child to play with the logs. I want to sit down. I want to move the log over. I have a patio. It's not a problem of anything with with there's no dirt. I'm not doing any. I'm not making holes or whatever. I just want to move. I want to move that. I didn't prepare before. I didn't usually for seats, but my bench broke, my seat broke, and I realized that the logs that I piled on the side to cook with, but I'm not gonna cook with all of them, or to make my fire. I'd like to just put a bunch of move one over big enough, or whatever, and sit on it. Is it a problem? So it's a problem. It's only mutter in order to make fire. You can't just move it because you feel like it. It's muksa makas gufo. Now, if you're going to make a fire, then you could take it and use it to make the fire because that's called ochel nefesh. So it's something like doche shabbos.
Why isn't it fishing off of this?
It's not a kli. It's not a kli at all. It's just a hunk of wood. Now, you're right. If I stand aside, we'll see later. If I stand forever, I'll use it for a seat. For sure, it's okay. It's not even saying you don't even need that, but we hold that. You need that. You need to say, if it's not a kli at all, so we need like an absolute determination that I'm going to always use this for this purpose, great, then that works. So it's called a kli. You made this stone into a kli. Wonderful, great. But if you didn't, so then why is it to be any different? So Vayashev brings the Marashah. He says, the Marashah says in Eitzah. He says, you have it, we saw it, right? We said, if you have a pouch or a sheath with a bunch of knives in it, and one of them is one of these knives, and the rest of the knives are more valuable to you than this knife, you can move both things over. You can move the sheath, right? So what you do is like this. You have a vessel with something permitted that's valuable, more valuable to you than the zemel. So you put it in with that, and then you continue the milah, right? So then you can move that vessel. Because especially since some say it's b'chlam at muksa because of Benesh Moshes, is that's enough to move this vessel. You can rely on the marshag with the other. That's what Vayashev said. And that's what the Moralim do. All is mahalak.
Yeah, but why don't you have to just drop it as soon as you're done?
I put it in this thing. I did. I drop it in there.
And you put like a sephir in there or something like that? Also whatever.
Here, because you do priya, we know. When you do priya, when you do peel back from the you need to use both hands. You can't just like one hand. It doesn't work that way. That's really dangerous for the child. For a baby, newborn, right? So you have to use two hands. So you put it quick, you have to put it down anyway, the knife. So you put it down in a vessel that has something else in it. There's something permitted also. So it's a basis for mutter and for usur. And again, I imagine it has to be, it can't be a raisin with a knife. It has to be something also that's valuable enough. I would imagine, maybe not. Maybe it's enough to have it permitted to, I don't know. But actually, he said it has something permitted to. He said because of the sheet that says that a mila knife, if you're using it, that Shabbos is not muksa because it was mutlo benish mashes. So it was muksa then because you could use it for something. You could have even carried, a mozla to carry to shul if he needs it, for sure. So it doesn't. They say it doesn't become muksa the whole Shabbos. So you can rely on that enough by putting it in a vessel with something else, and then move that vessel somewhere else.
You have to clean the knife after.
Not after Shabbos.
I
don't want
to do it after
Shabbos. No, it's muksa.
That's what he said. Unless you have a second breath the same day.
Second breath the same day, you for sure have to clean it with alcohol. Sure. Because it's not your muksa. So you prepare it. It's dangerous for the child. No meachus. But the minute it's over, it's again, he doesn't want to rely 100% on that Benish Moshes, that Svara. The Levitus Tape is also not thrilled with it.
What's wrong with the Benish Moshes Svara?
He said, what do you mean? He said, you can't do Mila Benish Moshes. He said, you can't do Mila Benish Moshes.
Right.
So Mila Benish Moshes, it's worthless. It cannot be used. And the knife too. So how does it be? You say, no! I'm going to use it by day. So what? It was muksa then. It was worthless that whole night. Why should it be because I'm using it, I get to especially use it tomorrow, that it becomes 100% submitted? He said, wait a minute. But Rav Yosef doesn't like that for you. He says, this is very hard. He brings it. He says, I don't know. It's not such a great, I'm not fascinated by this reasoning. It's not fascinating. It's a way. It's not fascinating. So that's his, but he said, but he likes the other stories. Maybe I'll have to do another meal. But again, it doesn't really work. Everywhere, possibly. Maybe it does. There's a svara called hoil. It's a different svara here. Are you allowed to do dishes on Shabbos?
You need that still for Shabbos.
I don't need them for Shabbos. No.
You're not supposed to.
Am I allowed to or not? I'd like to do dishes.
Does it bother you, I heard?
That doesn't bother me too much. I just feel like doing dishes.
No.
That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, exactly like you said.
Very well.
But Rav Fisher says, he says, it's not so clear. Because we have a concept in Yom Tov called hoil. That means if someone shechted a cow, enough time to make a steak on Yom Tov. Now, he doesn't want a steak. Yeah. Yes, you are. Although, I'm sure you know, the custom is no longer to shecht on Yom Tov. There are problems. Certainly not a big animal. We don't do it at all.
Chicken?
But you're allowed, theoretically, halachically, you are allowed. If you did it, you didn't do a prohibition. There are problems with it. As far as I remember, the custom is not to shecht. certainly a big animal. I don't remember about a chicken, sorry. But a big animal, for sure, that's Tamidim. So, he said, if you did a malacha on Yom Tov, there's a svara called Hoyel, and that's the halacha. It's Gemara Bay. We hold, like, the halacha is, I think it's Rav, don't remember right, but the whole thing, the Hoyel, because it's possible that guests will come. Maybe a guest will come. And then I'll need this malacha. Now the guests, I mean, I don't expect guests. We're talking about, I don't know, because I wasn't going to do dishes, otherwise I have to. So here, I did something in the malacha on Yom Tov. Since maybe someone will come, it's good enough. So Rav Fishel says the same thing with the dishes. Maybe someone will come. He says the Mishnah Berurah means you shouldn't do it, but say it's absolutely also. It's not absolutely. You didn't do it proper. You didn't do a rabbanah, not preparing. It's just like, it's better not to.
How can you can't do borer for more than you think you need?
Okay, first of all, borer is a very, very serious issue. D'oraisa in the Torah, number one. Now, in terms of doing for more in case someone else comes, I don't know the exact gedder. Like, what exactly is the route? Like, what's the exact boundary of how borer works? Like, let's say, I'm not sure who's going to come, right? So the minute I'm not sure who's going to come, so I'm gonna do for as many people as I might well need. Now, in terms of doing borer, generally...
What are you doing?
I'm separating.
What?
I'm peeling oranges. Make a fruit salad.
I'm
only going to do for enough for now. Now, I want to make enough fruit salad for Shabbos morning for everyone the whole day. I want to have a third meal too. I want to do it again, the peel orange. I'm doing it now. I'll finish it. Now I'll do it. Not allowed, for sure not. Just this meal.
I don't know how many orange each person needs.
You have a basic approximation. You can round up. You can do a normal amount where it might be
a whole bag.
Now you're saying a very good question.
The foil is usually a hoil,
it doesn't really. Here, let's put it like this. The question is great. I'm not saying it's not. How his reasoning, if this applies also to Shabbos, so then, why can't I make? If you say it's only Yom Tov, which why should it be? Okay, if you say it's only Yom Tov, it's especially in Tzibah Yom Tov. Yom Tov is only allowed. Shabbos is Koritz, but he didn't say that. Now, he might well say, what do you mean? I only talked about a Darabonah. There's Darabonah, it's easier. Who said Hoyo comes by Shabbos? But any malacha that there's some way to permit you could do for any particular karet. It's again the idea of borer. When I do borer, when I set the fruits out, why am I allowed to do that? So the answer is we're not doing borer now. We will, God willing. It's very interesting. It's very fascinating. Why is it borer? Because I'm removing what's undesirable. Right? I have this. Peel. I'm taking the peel away and getting to the throw out what's undesirable. It's called borer. As we did the basic English as well when we wanted to do with spices.
Huh? Animals?
No. It could be the animals. I think it was spice. I think it was spice. I think so.
Eating it then you're allowed to.
And different like wheat, different things. That they did. What again?
If you're eating the arms then you're allowed.
Sure I am, but I can't do it for tomorrow or for another 8 hours. I can't peel an orange for another 8 hours.
Let's say you're paying them all for now, but if there is, for some reason, left over, you're going to put it away.
That's fine, but not
you can't
100 oranges.
No,
I'm going to have 50 people in my house and for the third meal. Right now I have my family, so I'm going to peel 200 oranges. Mm-hmm. Now, because I feel like it. And not only that, my son, who's a 10-year-old or whatever, my kids, they like to peel. They're in the mood to peel now. Later, they'll be tired after the park. They won't peel. I'll have to peel all the oranges.
You have to peel 10 now, but you only eat
yeah, yeah, that's fine. As long as it's a normal amount. As long as it's normal amount. Now, borer is permitted because it's eating. I'm not really allowed to peel the orange, but it's like I'm eating it. I have to eat it. So there are exact precise boundaries. When can you... There's even a question, how much before a meal can you do? One opinion is you can do as much as you need. Another opinion is only half hour. There are differences. So it's, I'm eating. You can't say I'm eating because maybe a guest will come. You're not eating. I'm eating. No, I'm not preparing. That's the difference. I'm not preparing for the Suda. I'm eating. We are eating. So I have to do this much borer. But that's it.
With oil also, you can.
Oil presumably doesn't apply. I would assume as far on a simple level, besides the first question, which might not be true.
But if you're assigning
I didn't know about that. What?
They're coming tomorrow for lunch and you start your meal right after
that. It's not so simple. It could be that for the meal in the same meal, even if it's long, it's okay. Pashas.
Oh, let's say Friday night you're preparing dessert.
You can't.
On Shabbos day.
You can't. Can. Unless it's no borer. Unless it's not borer. You can't do
just
it.
Just cut the orange.
Yeah, you have. Yeah, how much is it? And there are many questions here. There are many, many, like, what if the woman of the house wants to go to the hotel? She wants to do the chopping the salad or washing the lettuce, and she's got a problem. It's not so simple. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says, well, the table looks really nice. It beautifies the table. It's like not so simple to do. It's not so easy to permit. Could be you can. It's not so simple. There's another question. What if you have a guest? Can you do it for them, even though they'll have to later? That's the question. He's not thrilled with that. He said, "What? Every time you say I'm doing it for my family, so it's permitted no matter what, no matter when. For my family, when I go away, so he said that's for sure. He said for sure not. Yeah, it's not so simple. When we get to Borah, we'll see. We'll learn the halachas of Borah. We'll see. But on a simple like, if you can't tell me you're eating this, if you say maybe people will come, that's not called eating. That's called preparing. Because I don't know. I'm not eating. You're eating. You eat when you eat." You can't say, I'm doing tuna oranges, maybe I'll eat tuna oranges. Are you eating tuna oranges? No, we all know you're not. But maybe guests will come, you're not eating, you may be eating. Now, if the guests come, maybe that would help, maybe not. But you're not, certainly self-conscious, for sure you can't do it. No way. Now, if you have a basic, normal amount, that's okay. But challah doesn't help because it's not eating. And each thing will have to see malacha and see if it applies.
Well, if there's a topic of whether or not people are coming, you invite 50 people to your house, you can and there's a snowstorm. You prepare like 50
You can prepare, eating. you can. Because maybe they'll come. If it's really rochok, maybe not. It's not so simple. It's a good question. The Bora is the hardest. We'll see that some of the very great authorities said Bora is one of the hardest melachos. It's exceedingly hard. It's not only is it so hard, but there's different approaches. Some people say like the whole Shmir Shabbos is like the Bnei Brakers are like that whole book is like Bora. He totally like went off. Like they don't like it. They're very. There's one book he writes. That's Gama. He writes there. One of the don't do it. He goes to the Chazanish's way. He's like. I noticed there are all these crazy leniencies that are, I mean, very hard to support. Like, he is very mad at me. Oh, he's doing it the real way. He really cares. Like, he's very mad. You know, I was like, okay, this book is not for me. I might buy it to see his interesting cases, but I know, like, this is not the way I was taught. This is not the way most Jewish people do. He has his own way of looking at things. Bora is, in general, very fascinating, very interesting. You know, you go to your Shabbos table, think about Bora, and you see that there are, like, 100 questions that we do every day, every week. We're doing this all the time. You know, how do you clean your table? How do you, you know, take something out of your fridge? Like, how did everything has to be thought through? Is it, isn't it? How? If it's mixed, I don't eat now.
Maybe it's mixed.
I don't know. That's the question.
Hey, if it's raw vegetables, you can pull out a tomato.
Why should you be allowed to pull out a tomato if you have a tomato and a cucumber and a pepper and a bunch of lots of other things? And you're pulling out a tomato from the bottom and you'll need it in 3 hours. But it's a little cold in my fridge. I want to, I don't know. I feel like it now, or I just want to. Maybe you can. It's
on
not
the same
so
question. Uh-huh. If you have shal shuris, can you put things back in the fridge when you know that you're going to have something for molal mamon?
You can probably, but only because maybe you want it to be nice and clean, you want it to be neat. You want it to. It also depends. Tables, why clearing a table off, which is a little cluttered, is not boring, is a big question. And there were people who didn't want to clear a table because they're afraid
it's
of boring. Huh?
It's
what meals? I got 3 things here. I got 100 things here, salads, different things. How do I take this away? Let me take it away. This I want to leave because it's a drink. This I want to leave because it's a salad we use for the chop. This I don't want to leave. Why is that for? You're taking away what's
not
sorry. You're allowed to take only the good from the bad if you need it now.
What about the bad from the good?
Bad from the good is boring. Classic.
So you just first take away the good.
I'm taking away the bad. This is called the bad. So you have to keep, so some people have a big table. Don't mix. Some people use a child to rely on the coolers only with a child. As long as it's a child, you have problems. You have big problems. You're like, whoa.
Okay,
it's sorry. Huh?
It's boring.
It's just the rice. So what do you food for spoiling? Not a cook. Also, if it'll spoil, I'm not a cook.
So how can you take all the good things and put it back and keep the dishes and whatever stuff we got to stuff?
This is the question. This is the thing. It's not. I'm sorry.
It bothers you for the blacha.
It bothers me terribly. I hate it. But I have a mixture here. I have a pile of nuts. And I have a pile of shells and a few nuts inside. I can take the shells away, of course, and no one would let me. Not allowed. No way. Don't care. It distracts me. To distraction. Tough love. Because it's a derice. I'm boring. Why are salads any different? It's a shell. It's a whole. It's a discussion. A big discussion of why should it be okay? When is it okay? It's a whole big. And like I said, some people, that book that the Brave Rock said, you're totally not allowed. It's a big question. It's a baya. Make sure you have spaces between each thing. Because otherwise, it's boring. Your mom, that's how it goes. We don't hold that way. That is not. Rav Shlomo Zalman dealt with it, and he analyzed it, and he has a long discussion. What is it? When and how? And there's no discussion. I mean, it's permitted, generally speaking.
Table?
Yeah, it's permitted. I don't want you to go home and say, "Hey, we don't." No, you can. It's a sugya. It doesn't belong to you. Like,
I mean, the reason I asked is because I had a big balagan with my son, I wanted to have the salads put away so I wouldn't get sick from food poisoning.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So you can. Then for sure you can. Because otherwise it's going to go bad. Because there's two things. One thing is putting something away. It's rabbinic. Like you're praying for the week. It's not really praying for the week. I'm making this where it belongs.
Because I want to have it for the long walk.
100%. But I don't want it to go bad for any time. I can put it away for that for sure. But separating is its own question.
Like I said, there's really... to say to cleaning dishes, it's not like preparing for the week. It's just like a normal thing you do. You use the dish and you clean.
That's the question. It's true. But again, if it doesn't bother you, I'm preparing for Shabbos. Like the Mishnah Berurah. Like you brought Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says you can't. He says, only if you know someone will come. He says, glasses you can because it's normal to use. We use glasses. Dishes, no. Who uses dishes?
What do
you
mean? Glasses after Shabbos.
For sure. Yeah.
After Shabbos.
That's the question. Or if you don't need the dishes, you have a lot of dishes. So if fish is a chiddush, like you said, it sounds like maybe the Gedora's box, you have to think about it.
On the same question, what about a kitchen cup?
Well,
it depends if it's mixed in. Would you need it?
I mean, you're going to use it for a dollar.
If you use it, you'll use it. But if it bothers you, you'll let it clean the table.
So, Greg, how did this have to do with the Mila knife?
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Let's get back, because like I said, I hope we'll have 20 questions. We did like two or three.
So Friday, okay. Let's say 12 people at 8, and then Shabbat day will need 8. You have to watch all of them, and then watch like 8 of them.
If it's going to bother you, it's going to smell bad, you for sure can. And if
you're
against me.
You're already watching, right? Just one.
Okay, yeah, you can. If Fisher permits anyway. So maybe you'll have more people. Anyway, actually, you did. Right. And you might need it. You might use it. Maybe you'll need another dish, maybe the break a few. Excellent. So we're getting, now where we are.
So for Hoyle, we're saying that maybe there'll be another verse in the future?
That's one, that's how Rav Avadia Yosef permits. But again, in a place where it's impossible to be another verse, it sounds like it gets. Sister, well, it's also, what if you live in a place impossible to have a guest? Impossible, we don't believe in impossible. Maybe someone will call him with a baby who needs his home and needs to. If you live in a place without Jews, so then there's no Hoyle, I mean, presumably there's Hoyle. Maybe there is someone here. It's the same thing. I mean, it's the Rabbanan again. I mean, it's the Rabbanan, it gets easier. It's the right, so it's a, huh?
What is
Hoyle?
You on a boat
since
by
perhaps.
Yourself.
No. Then maybe there is no Hoyle. I don't know. And why is my time different? Okay, I don't know. Good question. I don't know. These are hard questions. Fine. So now, what's next? Maybe we'll do fridge now? A refrigerator?
Sure.
Refrigerator. We can do a refrigerator now. Refrigerator. What about a refrigerator? So we said earlier, Yashiv says, as we saw, it's a vase, something very big. It takes up its space, and it's an electrical appliance, and it's muksa. So, you know, why is you allowed to open the fridge door? If it's muksa, how could you open the door?
He's one that doesn't count as a muksa.
Huh?
Open the door doesn't count as moving.
But again, he's saying something different. It's not moving it, but it's moving something that's attached to it. So, that's a different question. It's own big discussion. Not my fridge, but your fridge. My fridge is shut off. It doesn't know open and close.
Where it says about maybe something that's very conveyed. The Mishnah Berurah, right where he says, the part where it says, hopefully, I feel a little bit conveyed our day. Right? So if something's very big, and then the Mishnah Berurah, I possibly misunderstood this, but it says that. Right, so we didn't say that because if this what it means, does that mean since it's so heavy, he puts it in a certain place just because it's the only place it'll fit?
Presumably, that's included. Means, it sounds like it's included. Because it doesn't matter. Like, for some reason, because it's heavy, because it fits you, I don't care. This is where it is.
So that's what I was saying yesterday, like how the fridge would fit into that. It just happens.
If you generally speaking don't move it, so it doesn't break, so it doesn't get messed up, whatever the reason is, you set aside a place.
But it's just because it fits there. I don't put the fridge here because it's a protected place.
I don't move it so it shouldn't get broken. If that's true, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say even by Heter. Like I said, this is the problem. He doesn't say if it's Osir. He says anything. This is the problem. When you hold, that there's no Muksan Machasan Kiss by Heter, you have to deal with him. Because his language sounds like you can't. It sounds opposite.
And in terms of, say, big, kind of it relates, I think, very much to a fridge. But when something that's very heavy. I think in Beis Yosef they're saying that even if it takes many people to move,
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. And the only reason maybe that we're not moving a fridge around is because it's very heavy. And we're not so careful to guard against the fridge. We're not protecting our tanks. Don't pull into the fridge.
We don't move it though.
You don't move it, but it says specifically, even if you don't move it during the basis also say, even specifically,
he said if you're careful, again, the next mission we'll test is like you said, if we weren't Arabian, the basis also too, not, even a few people, it doesn't matter. But if you're careful not to move it for like, if your appliance man, and they do, says, you know, it's not healthy to move your fridge, shouldn't be every day, or even often in the week, moving it around, it's going to break.
Right.
You'll break your fridge. You're not supposed to move it. It's a delicate mechanism. You're not supposed to be playing with it. It's not a little of your soccer. If that's true, okay, I don't know. That's why we have to break the fridge. Now I know. Right, so it's like, if that's true, so then what are you doing? You have a problem with Muxa. So Yasser says, that's true.
That's not the main reason I don't move my fridge during the week. I don't move my fridge because I have no use to move it. He's talking about
something that's big. And he says, well, if you're going to break it by moving it, you have a problem. Again, that's how Yashiv takes it. I'm not saying everyone would necessarily agree. I haven't done enough research. The preparation for the class is mostly stuff I've learned before. And then just opening this forum and looking and writing down. I haven't sat and thought, okay, who else talks about it? I could look in a few places, but I just didn't have the time. Maybe I'll be Zohar. We'll see. I hope Hashem will help. Whatever is done is good, Baruch Hashem. So, like, I don't know. But Yashiv surely takes it that way. And that's probably how he learns. Now, we have a problem in the Mishnah Berurah, first of all, in terms of when you say that this special mukzah of value is only applicable when something has a prohibited use, unless it's like a special thing. So then you have a problem with this Mishnah Berurah, because he says the opposite. He seems to say the opposite. He says, he does not say if it has a use that's prohibited. Doesn't say that. Doesn't say that. He's talking about, you don't move it, so it shouldn't break. So how do you learn? That's problem one. We'll see about that problem in a minute, probably. But let's first focus.
I'm assuming that
fridge.
Mm-hmm. Instead of using, if that's the description, a better example would be a stove.
A stove is also true, maybe. Maybe the opposite.
Because you can't move it because of the gas lines.
You can move
it
a little, though.
It's very, very heavy.
You can, though. You can. You can move it, and I don't think it's as not recommended as a fridge. I think a fridge, you have the whole mechanism in the back. The fridge, you're not to turn it over.
Right.
It's very, when you move it, you're very careful. If you play with the fridge the wrong way, they said the what's called the free...
Freon.
Freon, thank you. The Freon goes up and your fridge used to work and now it doesn't. They told him. They said, if you're moving it on a wheelbarrow, which I did, and you don't want to pay us 200 shekels to move it 2 blocks to your house, that's fine, but you better watch it because if it falls over, your fridge will not work. And it's new and you do not have a warranty or anything because you broke it with your own hands. A fridge is very delicate equipment. Whatever, I manage. I had a box. It doesn't matter if it's small. It doesn't matter how I manage. But if it's like, you can tilt it, but you can't, if it's too much, moving it around is very bad for
you.
You can do it once in a while, you want to clean underneath. That's why people don't touch it. It's not good for it.
That's not why I don't touch my fridge. I just don't touch my fridge because I...
You don't know why you don't touch your fridge. You don't touch your fridge because no one touches the fridge. No one touches the fridge because that's how Rabbi Yashma learned. I'm not saying everyone again. I don't know if everyone agrees. I hear what you're saying. I have no idea whether it's valid or not. It might be. Might not be. I don't know. Could be. But you could say, this is how he takes it. So he has a problem. And presumably he's right. Most people don't move the fridge. It's going to break the fridge. It doesn't matter, that's not what I do it, I would imagine. Like, it's going to break the fridge. You can't be moving it. So, and I hear what you're saying. And it could be that there is, I don't know. Honestly, it's a good point. You're saying a good point. I don't know.
It sounds like we're careful to not move the fridge only in a specific way. No one's really careful in going sliding to get to the plug at the back or something. No one's careful on that.
Oh,
and so what it means that we're not actually careful to move it, we're just careful to damage it in a specific way.
You're saying something very good.
You let it tilt it, yeah. Something fell in behind, like all of a sudden you drop something, and you go, you drop the bottleneck, and it slipped under.
You do what you should do. A little bit, not much, not a lot. But moving it a little bit is, that's an interesting spot of these things. At least in that. That's what we're saying.
Well,
also.
Like it would be mutter to move it in one way, but not move it in a different
direction. It doesn't mean it's
like it's mutter to twist it, but not mutter to tilt it.
Again, it could be one of his spurs also because of the mechanism in it. It's that for that reason, mutter. I don't know. He is not happy with it, so he has a problem. He says mutter. He says not a problem. Move it to miktas a little bit.
The original question would be actually opening it.
That's the thing. So he says to move it a little bit here with this part, which is not going to have any problem. That aspect shouldn't be muktzah. That's what he says. He says, that's not muktzah. To open it, since it's not relevant to the problem, the door on it should not be muktzah. Okay, just moving it a little bit for a permitted purpose, and I'm not moving the problem here. Everyone moves the fridge.
According to the way of looking at it, that it has it set place and you don't move it,
yeah.
and you don't move it, then you wouldn't even be able to move it a little
bit. No, he said, but he says that the door doesn't move the actual thing, and it's called moving it for mix. It's like a drop moving it, which doesn't count like moving the rest of it. After all, it's not going to break. Huh?
And it's like an indirect
move. Yeah, so it's normal. So it's not going to break. The problem of the you're careful not to move the bottom, not the top. So he says, why do you look at it as being one with the half? Like, why do you look at it being one with the fridge? It's true, it's part of the fridge, but, so then he says he has someone else, what about buses? Why isn't it like a base? A base for muksa acquires the same halakha as muksa. So in a minute, it's part of the fridge. I mean, come on, it should be nullified to the fridge. That doesn't matter. According to you, it should be nullified to the fridge.
So we're opening a car door again and different than moving a car?
Well, that's all another one of the questions. Can you open a car door?
That's what I'm saying. I said, why should that be any different?
Is it permitted or not? Question number one. Who said it's also? Who said it's motu? I don't know. What is it? Huh?
What is it? What is it?
No. Why not?
What?
Why not? Who said it? What do I do when I open a car door? Maybe it's the same thing. You're right. Maybe it's the same thing.
Well, now there's food in the fridge, and everything is bottled with food. You can move moksa to a certain kiss if there's a piece of loaf of bread on top of it.
You're right. If you have food in a pot, it's bottled. But the fridge has a particular purpose, and again, usually, here, he deals with that also. That's why he doesn't like. So, but if you don't have that much food, but also, I think he doesn't like this for...
And the purpose why you're going to the fridge in the first place is presumably to get food.
It's true.
Or put food away. Mm-hmm. Or put food away.
Yes, it's true. Same idea. It's also true. It's, even if there's no food and you need to put food away, I'm just saying now, it also doesn't, it's also not problematic. A. And B, I don't think it's called that the whole, I can move a fridge if it's Muxumach Muxon Kiss because it's love a little food. Presumably it's not. It doesn't matter because
separate
again, I don't need to move that part of it. You could say maybe about the door, maybe about the door. You could say, but you can't say it about the whole fridge. I don't need to, and it's like I'm afraid of breaking it if that's as far or it's got its mechanism. So whatever the reasons are, that should be mutter and that should be okay. Now, what about a car door? You're right. I would agree with you completely that a car door should be presumably the same exact question. What about a car door?
But cause already the issue of the light turning off.
It's off. It has to be off, and you're right.
And the light turning off. Probably the issue of Marsayim with the car door.
If someone will see you, you're right. If someone will see, if someone won't see you, if they know, if they don't know, you're right. That's also a question, a possible question.
You have the dust to go into the car. Let's say you're going to live in your car before Shabbos.
Yeah.
You have the dust. You have the intention before Shabbos came in. You're going to go in and out of it before Shabbos. So it shouldn't be an issue, no?
But you have to shut the light at the very least.
Right.
You have a certain
car. But you have
like an RV.
He said the same thing. He also says the door is okay. It's not moving the whole car. The little bit of movement when you say this is menetzad. It's not moving with your hands and like doing something. She says you surely can open the car door. It's not a problem. It's the same exact thing. It's permitted. No problem. Rabbi Yashi says it's okay. You can open your car door if you have something you need there. As long as the light won't go on or the alarm, you're okay with that. So then it's not a problem. You take everything and you go back in. So you're not carrying with that area. Whatever the different, whatever you need. If you need a garage door, there's no problem. I'm let's say, or in general, it's no problem. So I won't think, you figure you're going in and getting something, where I don't know exactly, so that's not a problematic
at all. People, let's say, for whatever reason, they have some habit to go into a car, they work in some hospital or something that's not
a
Shabbos,
they're going
to have to open the door for
them. Well, the light's probably on. Presumably the light's on. Also, I have my ignition running, and I'm not allowed to, I can't, I have a problem turning it off, maybe.
No,
so someone says you can't turn it off.
Mutter, and there's guidelines for how it's mutter.
Yeah.
It
doesn't mean
you can
just
go,
turn
the radio on, turn the air.
Yeah, no, for sure
on,
not. I read an account of this.
You don't tell her, like, you turn the lights and stuff, you can't turn it off or something.
Yeah, it's a whole silo. I mean, I read an account of this, I guess conservative rabbi or something, a former rabbi. My wife had this strange book in the bathroom. I opened one place and I was like, okay, this is enough. I read this, I put it down. That was the end. You know, so I'm meeting this rabbi, and this rabbi, I don't know, he, she, whatever. I don't even care. Whoever you are, I know you're driving. He said, I remember, I don't care. There was a she's and where he's. I'm like, okay, let's see. Shabbos, open up. Oh my gosh, sorry. You know, so I recount this strange. For instance, I keep Shabbat, right? I keep Shabbos, right? I do. Because of a conscious choice. Not because I believe I'm absolutely obligated. Whatever, you can, but I'm a rabbi, I wanted to. So I was called to give a lecture in a shul that's just not walking distance. I'm not going to stay near the temple, so I'm allowed to drive. In my own moral universe, I'm allowed to drive. So I'm in my car, and I'm like, okay, so now, should I turn on the radio? I really want to hear the radio. Usually on Shabbat, I don't hear the radio, but I'm going to drive in the car. I'm going to refrain from turning on the radio. So it's like a moral conundrum. The person's a terrible, terrible, you know, terrible. It's a shadow. It's a shadow.
Is
it
a book?
It's a book. It's a real question. The person's serious. The person is seriously explaining their moral world. I mean, they're talking to people. My soul, I don't even know. Something. What are the other? It doesn't matter much.
I heard a funny story. Some guy, he had some hetero travel, whatever. He was like driving his wife to the hospital or whatever. So he was able to use the car, but like the radio was on like full blast, like whoever used the car, the glass was on full blast. And he's like driving around on Shabbos, like blasting like rock and roll. And he's like driving his wife to the hospital, and he couldn't turn it off.
He's got a problem. No, it's not. Again, Rishon's also says you can turn off the motor if you have to, because the car can blow up. You're not going to leave a car running for hours and hours. If it fires, well, it's here. You can't turn it off.
Yeah, let's say if you leave the lights on, the battery will die.
That's okay. Perhaps if you can. Tough on the lights. That's why. But it's all question: can you turn the car or not? It's a whole shaila of its own. So then, in terms of the fridge, he tells it's not a bus. He says it's not called a base for books. So why? Why not?
Assuming you're an average Poland guy who has like an older lobby.
Average Poland guy
with no features. It is the best solution. America, they all have Nissans. Nissan Altimas.
Yeah, they probably take things. That's like the cold guy. Maybe it's an executive car.
Yeah. Like $50,000-$60,000 here, the new Camry?
Yeah.
It's buses because it's buses to the mechanisms?
One second. That was a great swear. I'll just say that the food, he does go with it, even if there isn't. But if there's good food that's more important than that's the most important thing, he said, that's, you need this food, it's essential, so great. If there isn't food, even then, he wants to tell you it's not a problem. Buses is a very, very big place. The space of the fridge is very large. So it's not a bottle. That's what he seems to be saying. I think that's what he's saying.
I'm acting to use what?
Look through his
say
word.
That over again.
He says if there's food in it, so then the food is the most important. I don't remember who said this for. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember. But if there's food in it, so then it's mamish, it is nullified to the food. It doesn't work. That works. He said, but if there is, I thought, I remember he told us, it doesn't say it's good. It doesn't say it's bad. It's a good story. But even if not, it's still 100% okay. That's what he wants to say. He said, why isn't it buses?
To move, you're saying to move an empty fridge.
No, I think open the door.
Because the door part isn't a buses. The door has no mechanism in it.
He seems to be saying the mice that it's a b'dievet. He says it's b'dievet. He says it, no. That's what he says. This he hasn't written another source here, which I have to look at. I have. He's not happy with it. He's not so happy.
What I said about the fact that we're not careful to.
If there's food in it, it's okay. That's what he's been saying. If you're able to move it, presumably it's okay, unless his problem is the mechanism. I have to look at the Chesed B'Chag.
So he's saying that if there's food in the fridge, it's okay
it's
to
no
open
problem,
the door
no problem.
And take it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what if you're putting food back in?
You can definitely open the shinu according to him. The halacha is we hold that you can use the fridge, open the door, close the door, it's not a problem. So he has his own halacha of. He said like this. He says that if you put a candle on a door that's attached to your home, the door is nullified to the house. So it doesn't become a bus to the candle. Even when the candle goes out, it doesn't become you can't move the door. You can move the door. He said a fridge wouldn't be in that category because the fridge is important in and of itself. It's a very big thing. He says, therefore, that's not permitted. But there's somewhere else he comes out. So he brings, he says, therefore, the shvushik just brings this name that it's permitted. That's permitted only because you need the food, so you can open it, but it's not great. That's what he said. That's what he said. Very interesting.
What were they saying about how we're only careful to not move the fridge in direction? We're not careful to shake the fridge.
I think you were saying it, right? Excellent point. Saying, the Maisa, hey, come on, people are not, that's not why I'm careful, that's not, I don't care, I don't know my clothes are going to break. I don't know because it's heavy, just like a domestic base. And not because it's a mechanism, and Yashu maybe is machmer by mechanism that's electric, but that doesn't mean everyone holds that way. The thing is, at least not the heter and finished, and why should I be able to open it? We have to be careful in general. Some fridges work when you open the door, the temperature is changes, something happens, so then that's a whole different ballgame. It's a different problem. It might be a store rice. Some fridges are only allowed to open with a shinoi. Some people have a clock on their fridge. Like I said, my personal fridge, we shut the, it goes blind on Shabbos. We shut the whole mechanism. So it opens, it closes as if the doors are closed. It doesn't know the door is open. So my fridge is l'chatchila going all days. That was bashkocha because we had a fridge that was l'chal Shabbos. So Baruch Hashem. But most of Shlomo Zalman says the minig is any fridge you use, like assuming if the temperature doesn't change, there's a whole question, will the motor go on? Will the motor go on? This is not for today's year. Right. If people are willing, we did like three of the questions. We have like 17 more questions. If people are willing, we can do maybe 3 o'clock tomorrow. I should be at 3. Maybe 3 to 4, we'll do this. And then 4 if people want. 4 to 7, we'll do the just build the law.
So,
how to oppose the door?
About the, yes, either way.
As long as you only open when the motor is running, as long as you only open when the motor is running.
Yeah.
Varan said, take it easy, you can this or that, but he himself for 30 years never opened a refrigerator door.
It's not Pashit, yeah. Rish Lomo Zalman also bid the evidence, he says okay. But it's but not...
the refrigerator itself, there's the reason you mentioned, also the reason that why that's called to move is because of Tilcha Yitzhak.
It's a whole shot of what's the issue. It's a discussion. Rish Lomo Zalman discusses a lot about it. He said, like you say, like you bring from about Yosef, and it's true. But he also comes out the same way. That's the custom. People don't usually don't say, is it on, isn't it on? Is the motor on? I can open it, I can't open it. It's like two opposite ways of looking at
well,
it.
Well, I recall from Chacham Ben Zion, mm-hmm. Shaul was, when the motor is off, leave it alone, because you can cause it to be turned on by opening the door, but the temperature goes up. When the thing is already running, you open the motor as much as you want.
That, again, but there's different, some say the other way.
Yeah.
If it's on, so it's okay. So if it's off, so that it's not pshat, I don't have to worry that it's for sure going to go on when I open the door. But if it's on, so you continue it, it's like a whole, well, it's a different discussion totally. So if people want, at 3 o'clock, maybe we'll do that, do the rest of these
what
questions.
About,
one Thursday, one another, I don't have a...
What about the new fridge you said in the Shabbos mode?
It's the Shabbos mode, what do you mean Shabbos? They have a Shabbos mode, a setting electric?
Yeah. They have now the cooling mechanism is on a Shabbat. It goes on and off automatically. It doesn't matter what you open, don't open.
Good. That's great. Because I bought a fridge, they gave me these tabs that didn't hold. So it was like horrible. It would bring a good shut the fridge every time. Like, it became impossible. Totally impossible. Then these tiny little tabs, it's like a piece. When it closes, you have this these two plastic. Yeah, plastic things they get pressed in. So the fridge knows it's closed, right? So they gave me something to close that, but it was worthless. So we put on something that was like...
We just use like duct tape now.
Yeah, or we use the screw. We screw something in, like a metal...
We just simply throw a switch in the back.
If you have, so good.
What it is it automatically goes in Shabbos mode. And only my dark
so
here.
Presumably it's okay. It should be okay. Okay, so
guys, if anybody can get me funding, I start making plans for an electronic refrigerator that does not have a gas system to cool it.
Oh, wow.
And with that, you don't want to be on for the movie refrigerator here, and what I use to make yourself if you